Good morning. It's Saturday, October 4th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Tensions are rising in the Caribbean after a U.S. military strike killed four people on a suspected drug vessel near Venezuela. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the operation took place in international waters and targeted narco-terrorists carrying large quantities of drugs to the U.S. President Trump confirmed the strike, claiming the boat was carrying enough narcotics to kill 50,000 people. It's the fourth such attack in a month, prompting condemnation from Venezuela and Colombia, with critics calling it a breach of international law. A leaked memo to Congress reveals the U.S. now considers itself in an armed conflict with drug cartels, a move that could justify expanded military actions ahead. Another news. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs has been sentenced to just over 4 years in prison after being convicted on prostitution-related charges involving two ex-girlfriends. Judge Arun Subramanian delivered the 50-month sentence, citing a need for accountability and deterrence. In court, Combs apologized to his victim, saying, "My actions were shameful and sick. I got lost in excess and ego," prosecutors described years of abuse and coercion. While the defense argued, Combs had reformed during 13 months in jail. His children pleaded for mercy, calling him a changed man. Combs will appeal the decision but remains behind bars, a stunning fall for one of the biggest figures in music and business around the world. A potential breakthrough in the Middle East conflict. Hamas says it's ready to release all remaining Israeli hostages, but wants changes to the U.S.-backed Gaza peace plan. The group said it agrees to President Trump's proposed prisoner exchange, but seeks revisions on Gaza's governance and Palestinian rights. Trump welcomed the statement, posting, "I believe they are ready for lasting peace," while urging Israel to halt strikes to allow hostage releases. The plan calls for a ceasefire, aid deliveries, and a new technocratic Palestinian administration, excluding Hamas. However, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to reject any path toward a Palestinian state. Talks are expected to intensify this weekend as pressure mounts for a final deal. Another news, history is about to be made in Japan. Sanae Takaichi has been elected leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, positioning her to become the country's first female prime minister. A protege of the late Shinzo Abe, Takaichi is known for her conservative views and support for Abenomics, Japan's strategy of high spending and easy borrowing. She inherits a divided party and an economy struggling under inflation and stagnant wages. Takaichi has vowed to strengthen national security and revive Japan's global influence, but critics say her opposition to same-sex marriage and women keeping maiden names show she's no feminist reformer. Parliament is expected to confirm her appointment early next week. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.